It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
Deviled eggs are a classic Southern party snack. They are requisite for a myriad of events ranging from cocktail parties to summer picnic potlucks, and of course, Easter. The basic recipe is egg yolks mixed with pantry staples like mayonnaise and mustard to make them creamy. The only possible issue comes to boiling the eggs. It can be easy to over or undercook them if you're not careful. If you follow this method for how to cook hard-boiled eggs, you'll be cooking them perfectly every time. First, place the eggs in a medium saucepan and cover with cold water by 1 inch. Bring the water to a boil over high heat. As soon as it comes to a boil, remove the pan from the heat, cover, and let the eggs sit for 12 minutes. Then place the eggs in a colander to drain and run cold water over them until cool. There are 3 tricks to make peeling the eggs easier. First, buy your eggs about a week in advance of when you'd like to prepare them. Fresh eggs are harder to peel than older ones. Also, adding a little salt to the cooking water as well as peeling the eggs under cold water both help make the peeling process easier. What makes a good deviled egg is the creamy filling. The basic recipe is to mix the egg yolk with mayonnaise and yellow mustard. I like to use Dijon mustard and a dash of both vinegar and hot sauce for a boost of flavor. There are many wonderful variations you can make to a classic deviled egg recipe. Consider mixing in ingredients like smoked salmon, crispy bacon, sweet pickle relish, fresh herbs, chopped olives, or even salsa for a devilishly delicious treat. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Happy Easter!
The Weekly Dish is made possible by Kitchens Unlimited, a design studio for the kitchen, bath, and home, specializing in fine custom cabinetry and premium appliances for 50 years. KitchensUnlimited.net. Jennifer Chandler is the food and dining reporter for The Commercial Appeal. Her articles can be found at CommercialAppeal.com.